You are listening to the official jQuery podcast, a weekly discussion with a key member of the jQuery community, along with a look at what's happening this week in jQuery. Bandwidth and hosting are provided by Media Temple. Media Temple is an award-winning web hosting company based in Los Angeles and founded in 1998. Media Temple is a fiercely independent, dedicated to innovation, and focused on improving our clients' experience daily. Find them on the web at mediatemple.net or at Media Temple on Twitter. Our podcasting studio is provided by BrandLogic Corporation. BrandLogic is the leading independent brand consultancy. For over 30 years, BrandLogic has helped world-class organizations develop branding solutions that deepen relationships with customers, employees, investors, and other key audiences. Visit their website at www.brandlogic.com or at BrandLogicNY on Twitter. All right, welcome back to another episode of jQuery Podcast. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's going on, man?
So we had a little comment there about how we have a lack of unicorns in this podcast, and I'm just going to say one thing. Unicow. It's all about the unicow.
The unicow. Okay, yeah, explain that one to me.
Yeah, sure. You ever seen the, it's like a little webisode that's out there called Gorgeous Tiny Chicken Machine Show.
Okay.
And they have a unicow, and it's, he's awesome.
Well, I saw that comment, and you know, honestly, I'm really thinking about just going and getting a horn and super gluing it to my forehead because, you know, and it's not, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of funny that we actually get this comment about unicorns on this day because, you know, who are we interviewing? The jQuery guys.
Yeah, right.
They're all about unicorns and everything. And that's their style, man. That's their thing, unicorns. I mean, I don't know. We're just... I'm not into unicorns, you know. That's just not my deal.
You know what? I promise more unicow on the show.
Unicow, he's a unicorn cow.
From now on. Oh, unicow. Okay. So
I'll send you a link after the show, and you can see what I'm talking about.
Sounds good. And then I'll put I'll just super glue two horns on the side of my head.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And I'll be the unicow. How about that one?
There you go. All right. Well, before, like Ray said, while we were at jQuery conference in Mountain View there, we had a chance to sit down with the jQuery group. But before we get there, I wanted to go through the plugin and tutorial of the week. And so I'm going to start this week with the plugin of the week. So a couple weeks ago, the jQuery UI team released what they call a milestone release and released it with a new plugin called Tooltip. So you might be asking yourself, what exactly is a milestone release? And a milestone release isn't like a beta, isn't an alpha, isn't really a point release or an actual release. It's more or less like a preview of something that we worked on. And we're calling it a milestone because we've gotten this tooltip plugin at a point where we feel like we want to get some feedback. And so we package it up, call it a milestone release, post it to our blog, and we're hoping to get some great feedback from the community there about the uses of the tooltip, any, you know, hopefully flush out some bugs, flush out some feature functionality, that kind of thing. So you can get that at the jQuery blog, and tooltip is basically a new widget that came out of the jQuery UI planning wiki, and it is a plugin that's built on top of the jQuery UI widget factory, and it also utilizes the new position utility plugin that came available in jQuery UI 1.8. So all you really need to create a tooltip is an element that has a title attribute, and then you can grab that element with a jQuery selector and then call that tooltip on it. And I have an example I created in JSBin, and I'll post that in the show notes, and you can take that example and start playing with it, looking at the documentation that's posted in the blog post, and you know, hopefully that example that I created will get you started in allowing you to provide some feedback for the team. So what do you got for us today, Ray?
So, you know, I always have my feed reader going, and of course it pulls back hundreds of articles. And I just happened to catch one on, I think it was on Web Resources Depot or something like that. And it's by a guy named Janko Jovanovic. And he wrote a little nifty tutorial on how to create a Microsoft Office mini bar with jQuery and CSS3. And it's not really anything that's like incredibly immersive or fancy. It's just a little pop up. So it's kind of, I guess it coincides with the tooltip you were just talking about.
Yeah. Can you explain what a mini bar is?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure most people have used some form of, I'm going to assume most people have used some kind of word processor. And typically when you highlight a word, let's say, or you want to make some effect on the text or, I don't know, even an image, you'll get this little pop-up that appears and it says, like, change the font size, make it bold, things like that. And so I know, for example, in Microsoft Word, you can definitely do that. You highlight a word and you can get this little mini bar that appears and choose different styles for the actual text that you selected. And so what Janko has done is basically duplicated that using jQuery and CSS3. So it's a nifty little thing. And in his demo, what he does is he shows a text area. And in the text area, you can highlight specific text in the paragraph. And immediately you get like a pop-up mini bar. And in there you can change it to bold or italics or underline. You can make the whole text into a link. So it's almost like a little mini editor type of functionality. It's kind of actually slick. I thought it was neat, you know. And I'm a big fan of things that aren't overdone. And this is one of those things. It's just very straightforward and very nice functionality.
Yeah, with that, why don't we take you to the interview that we did with the jQuery team? We talked about, you know, the future of the show, what they've been working on, and their new conference that they have coming up. When is that, Ray? You're going to that.
Yeah, that's the Texas JavaScript Conference, and that's on the weekend of June 5th. It's actually Saturday, June 5th. It's going to be great. I was looking at the lineup of speakers and was completely impressed with it. That's one of the reasons that I really pushed hard for my manager to let me go to TXJS. And I was actually very lucky because Rebecca had had an opening, and I was on the waiting list, and so I managed to get in. That was a real big win for me. So I'll be heading out there and checking out some of the stuff and possibly even speaking. It depends if they open up a track C or not. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that.
Well, sweet, sweet. So yeah. One thing to note, the interview happened right before lunch, and lunch actually started about 3/4 of the way in, and you might hear some doors slamming.
Yeah, that was out of control. I mean, it was just everybody was going, wabak, wabak. So, you know,
food is more important than an interview, people, you know, geez.
Yeah, that was not a Ray bomb at all. So, but those guys are crazy though. The jQuery guys, they're pretty cool and they're kind of crazy too. So it's funny to see them, you know, you when you're interviewing them, they're just like characters, you know, and you look like Adam Sontag with his hair.
Yeah.
You know, he's just crazy. And then, you know, Rebecca's just kind of sits there and she's just all calm demeanor and stuff. And it's just a contrast between all four of them, you know?
So what's great about this is, you know, you're describing all this, but you actually took video and posted that onto your blog. So I'll put that in the show notes as well. And you can actually watch this interview if you want. It's the exact same thing. And here we go.
Hey guys, this is Ray Bango, and I'm here with Ralph Whitbeck, and this is going to be a new episode of the jQuery podcast. We're actually doing a dual thing. We're doing a video cast, and we're also doing a podcast, so this is actually pretty cool.
It's epic.
It's super epic. And we're very lucky to have the jQuery team here. Now, these guys are like 12, but insanely, insanely smart, which is awesome. And they have unicorns. They all have unicorns. I want a unicorn. Can I have a unicorn? Woo! All right, cool. So we have Rebecca Murphy, Adam Sontag, Alex Sexton, and Paul Irish. And these guys are I have to say, they're super, super smart. And we're going to just talk to them a little bit about, you know, the jQuery podcast, TXJS, and take it from there. So, Ralph?
So why don't we start with, why don't you guys just give us a brief summary of what you guys talked about here at the conference?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we all, Rebecca, okay, rough. So I talked about the 10 things I learned from the jQuery source, and it was a walk through the source, pointing out different interesting things, how they work, And kind of how you can hack jQuery a bit to, like, you know, shortcuts or whatever. And, yeah, it was rad. You?
I talked about, let me remember, managing large applications in jQuery. So sometimes that's hard to do. So I talked about some object-oriented JavaScript, which Yehuda might have hated on a little bit, but that's okay. And then I talked about dependency management and module loading and modular JavaScript so you can make your large applications reusable and fun.
I talked about the jQuery UI widget factory, which is an awesome way to make jQuery plugins and do it really fast. And I also did my presentation using a jQuery UI plugin that I made for doing the presentation. So if you followed that entire sentence, that is really speaks well to your character.
Very meta. I didn't talk because Alex stole my talk. That's my line. That's my line. I watched it yesterday and it was like, yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say that. And you did it all for me. So that was great. But thanks, Alex. Yeah. But I do want to just, since I wasn't talking, I've actually been participating in sessions, and that UI test presentation that we were just in is, like, so hot. So hot. Menno Van Sluten. And it might be on GitHub before you see this. I sure hope it is, because it's kind of awesome. So be looking for UI test. That's my favorite thing.
One of the things that I'm really happy about is that, and I love you guys over here, but Rebecca, the reason I think it's awesome that this particular thing is awesome is because I haven't seen a lot of women speaking at conferences, and you're really spearheading that. I think you spearhead a group called Women in IT.
Triangle
is it?
Web Women.
Triangle Web Women.
Triangle.
Triangle, like the Triangle Research Center in North Carolina. You're right. So, which is great because we don't have enough women. Taking that initiative to go up there, what have you found to be the reasons that maybe some of them don't take those steps?
That's a question that I could talk about an hour, and I have, but I think that I was afraid I just turned this off. I think that a lot of it is that, I mean, frankly, I think guys get up there and they're like, screw it, I'm awesome at this. And, you know, don't second guess themselves nearly as much as, yeah. He's like, screw it, I just finished this 20 minutes ago. I'm going to do it live. And I think a lot of women are like afraid to get up there and fail. But the fact is that when you, just the fact that you're getting up there and putting yourself out there and being braver than everybody else in the audience to actually get up there and say something, people respect you for that, and that's sort of the message that I'm trying to share with other women, is that, you know, you do actually know stuff, and you really can get out there and talk about it, and if you screw up, you screw up. If you don't know the answer, you don't know the answer, but just getting up there and putting yourself out there, people will respect you so much for that.
I would just like to clarify that I have been second-guessing myself for a solid chunk of time since my talk concluded.
Can you give us a status on where jQuery is? And I think there's some questions I've heard you guys talk about a little bit, and I actually had the initial thought too. But with Paul going out to Google, are you guys still going to do it? Or what's the deal on that?
Adam had a great line.
Let me take this opportunity to inform you guys that I'm resigning. No. Whatever.
Wow, you were serious. Holy cow, that was good. You have a drama background.
I do. I won All Connecticut Cast. Just shout out. Mrs. Klein. Yeah, no, we're going to keep doing it. F&A. Whatever. We record it virtually already. So no big deal.
One of the biggest complaints about jQuery is that the wallpaper in Paul's apartment is, like, just gross and disgusting. So we're looking forward to Paul moving to a new place. Oh, the buses.
The bus situation is bad where I'm at, so we'll improve that.
That actually it's actually really good because editing probably is going to take half the time now that I don't have to edit out the buses for you guys. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to episode 1 or 2.
Or the one with where I did with you, where the buses were rampant.
Apologize.
Actually, one of the cool sessions that happened today was Alex's. Alex, you really, I think you're talking a lot about how to build out large scale, you know, jQuery applications, and it's a topic that I really believe we need to flesh out a little bit more. So why don't you give us a little bit of description about your topic and what your thoughts are? I know that, you know, some of the members of the jQuery team, they have different thoughts in terms of how to set up the architecture for it. Like, you know, I know Yehuda mentioned evented and the event-driven paradigm, but I know your talk was a little bit more about OOP. So why don't you give me a little bit more feedback on that?
I'm down with that. I'm down with OOP. Yeah, you know me. Oh, that's an easy joke. Sorry about that.
It's really easy.
So easy. Anyway, yeah, so I talked a lot about object-oriented programming as far as JavaScript is concerned as a way to organize things. And I think all of us, especially Rebecca and I, have kind of been on an organization kick since we started jQuery because it's something that's slightly missing from not necessarily the message, but there's not really a defined way to do things. So I'm totally cool with do things evented, do object-oriented, do whatever you want. And as long as you're doing something to address like the maintainability of code, because, you know, I think one of the biggest things that we have to learn is to not do everything off of DOM elements. You know, storing things in the DOM, traversing the DOM to do things. And it's really easy in jQuery because, I mean, the API for traversing the DOM and putting things in the DOM is incredible. So once we get out of that, you can pick your own paradigm. And Adam talked about the widget factory in his talk, and that's essentially, I think, jQuery's first push at, you know, answering some of those questions. Even if it's in UI, you can just pull that out as a standalone library. So, yeah, do something. That's what we want.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming over and spending some time with us. Obviously, the lunch crowd's coming in, and we're getting a lot of slamming doors and stuff like that. And I want you guys to have a chance to eat some lunch too. So after such a busy day, so thank you so much for, you know, being on our little show here, and hopefully we'll get it out soon. And Ralph, do you want to close it out?
Yeah. So the one thing that we didn't get to, I really want to get to because it's really awesome, is your TXJS conference that's coming up.
Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, we're doing TXJS down in Austin, Texas on June 5th. Sorry about the slamming doors and crazy sounds. We're doing TXJS down in Austin, Texas on June 5th. Roll with it. I'm going with it. I'll just talk really loud. We're doing it live. We've got Doug Crockford. We've got John Resig coming down. Ray's coming to visit us. We've got people from pretty much every major library. Brandon Aaron, Paul Irish, two guys from Dojo, two guys from Prototype, people from Opera. Like, it's going to be crazy. It's a one-day, like, mad, crazy event in Austin. We're going to have some parties sponsored by Facebook and Google, and Bizarre Voice is the presenting sponsor for that. So we are super stoked about that. That is going to be a blast. So there are no tickets left. We sold more than 200 tickets, but is the YDN blog? We might have one or two tickets to give away on the Yahoo Developer Network blog. I completely forgot that I told them they could do that. But I did. And so go on the YDN blog and win a ticket somehow. I'm not really sure how, but I'm sure it's awesome. So, yeah, check it out. TXJS, TexasJavaScript.com. We're gonna try. It's quite an undertaking to record two tracks of a whole conference. But we're gonna try to record some of the stuff, and we'll get some stuff out there, I'm sure. So.
Well, thanks, guys, and have good luck at your conference.
Interested in learning how Microsoft's web platform and developer tools can make you a more productive web developer? If you're currently working with PHP, Ruby, ASP, or older versions of ASP.NET, and want to hear how you can create amazing websites more easily with the latest innovations from Microsoft, then register for a web camp near you. Microsoft's web camps are free two-day events that allow you to learn and build on the Microsoft web platform. At camp, you will hear from Microsoft experts on the latest components of the platform, including ASP.NET Web Forms, ASP.NET MVC, jQuery, Entity Framework, IIS, Visual Studio 2010, and much more. We look forward to seeing you soon at a webcamp near you. For more information and registration, head over to www.webcamps.ms.
So special thanks to the jQuery team for giving us a chance to interview them. The video interview was obviously very, very interesting. It was actually very cool. So thanks a lot to the jQuery team for giving some time there.
Yeah, best of luck to Paul and his new job at Google, and can't wait to see more episodes coming out from you guys. Since we recorded that, they've come out with a couple episodes which are really good, and I heard from John Rezig over the weekend that they have a couple of shows coming up where they interview John Rezig and talked about the mobile jQuery framework. So I look forward to what he has to say with that. So
yeah, that should be fun. Looking forward to seeing what John has to say about the mobile stuff. And I know he's been working really, really hard on that, trying to get a good strategy for it. So it's going to be interesting.
So yeah, interesting story on that. I went to a couple of us went to Boston this weekend to work on some jQuery projects. And, we got to see what John is actually working on, in terms of all the simulators and all that he's got running. It's a mess.
Right.
It's a mess. It really is a mess.
Yeah. You look at all the stuff that John's doing. It's just crazy.
The best one was the story of he had to find this old emulator that's not supported by the vendor anymore, but it's still pretty popular browser in terms. He found the simulator in some guy's Russian, some Russian site. It was the only copy you could find. And he still hasn't been able to get it working fully, on the internet. So
nice. So he downloaded something from a Russian site,
Yeah.
All we know is, for all we know, jQuery is now infected with a virus. No, just a joke. That's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't start that rumor.
Yeah, really, I know.
We've already put that one to rest once.
Yeah, really, that's funny.
All right, then. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
JavaScript, it's time to quit with jQuery. You've seen